was in 70 counties of the United States. I never knew there were so many. Anyway, these local chapters keep 50%. That's right, one half of all the money raised in their county, while the other half goes to the national chapter. In this way, polio cases are treated promptly and all the necessary equipment, such as respirators and all the other things needed to help those stricken, is available. The National Foundation leads, directs, and unifies the fight against infantile paralysis and is dedicated to the conquest of the disease. That means that money is spent for research in order to try and find ways to prevent epidemics ever starting. But remember, when you contribute to the March of Dimes, you're helping two ways. Be sure to support the March of Dimes. Well, I guess now it's time for more music.
Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day. My buddy, nobody quite so true. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand. My buddy, your buddy misses you.
Life's a long since you went away. I dream about you all through the day.
My buddy, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand. My buddy, your buddy.
Of land and the starry skies above. Don't send me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't send me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you, please, oh, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Don't turn me loose. Let me saddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west comes in. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
folks, this is Gene Autry thanking you for being with me and hoping that you will never forget to make the 10th anniversary of the March of Dimes a big success. Good night.
We'll all be back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentle. I'm back in the saddle again.
Here's to veterans. From Gene Autry, the Pinafores, the Cass County Boys, Jeannie McKeon, and yours truly, Lou Crosby.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the...
Here's to veterans. The fast-moving quarter hour of entertainment and helpful information brought to you transcribed by the top-flight talent of radio in cooperation with the Veterans Administration. Dedicated to the citizens who served in our armed forces, now working shoulder to shoulder with their fellow Americans to make a stronger and better America for us all. Right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Well, thank you very, very much there, Lou, and howdy, folks, and thank you for dropping around to our Melody Ranch get-together. Well, suppose that we get right on with our business here. And that calls for a song called the Dixie Cannonball. I'm a-heading back to Dixie, that's where I long to be. Where the cotton grows and the Swanee flows, that's home sweet home to me. Where they meet you and they greet you with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm a-heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. On the Dixie Cannonball, on the Dixie Cannonball. Just listen to the whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm a-heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. On the Dixie Cannonball, on the Dixie Cannonball. Just listen to the whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm a-heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. If you're tired of worrying, hustling and hurrying, there's a happy guy you ought to know. An easygoing kind with nothing on his mind. His name is Lazy Joe. He's sitting mighty nice in a desert paradise there on his adobe patio. He strums an old guitar and serenades a star. That's Lazy Joe. You may think him shiftless as can be, but he's got the right philosophy. Communing with the sky, the moon and the sun, he prays for happiness for everyone. So better stop your worrying, hustling and hurrying. Let the season come and let him go. For when you see him grin, you'll wish you might have been a guy called Lazy Joe. You may think him shiftless as can be, but he's got the right philosophy. Communing with the sky, the moon and the sun, he prays for happiness for everyone. So better stop your worrying, hustling and hurrying. Let the season come and let him go. For when you see him grin, you wish you might have been a guy called Lazy Joe. A guy called Lazy Joe.
Good old Lazy Joe. Our Melody Ranch get-together for Here's to Veterans wouldn't be complete without a tune from the Pinafores and the Cass County Boys. So here they are singing
April Shower. My window pane, April shower.
very good, boys and girls. You're improving every week.
I swear, Gene, they certainly are. Say, Jeannie McKeon, how about you doing a song for the vets, huh? That's the one you did a couple of weeks ago. A Gal in Calico.
He met a gal in Calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday boy till he rode away. Does he want her? Does he want her long history? Will he win her? Will he win her love? Wait and see. Working with the Lord, they all go from town to town. Most every kind of gal, every kind of guy. But who made his heart sing? Yippee-yi, his little gal in Calico.
Now we come to our cowboy classic. All the guys and gals of Melody Ranch, join me in a tune sung from Texas to Maine and from California to the White House. So for all veterans, and particularly those still in VA hospitals, here's the Missouri Waltz.
Hush, by my baby, slumber time is coming soon. Rest your head upon my breast while Mammy hums the tune. The sad man is fallen and shadows are fallen, while a soft breeze is sighing, as in days long gone by, way down in Missouri, where I heard this melody. When I was a little caught upon my mammy's knee, the old folks were humming, their banjos were strumming, so sweet and low. Seems I hear those banjos playing once again. That same old plaintive strain. Seems like your mammy was there once again, and the old folks were strumming that same old refrain. Way down in Missouri, where I learned this lullaby, when the stars were blinking and the moon was shining high, and I hear mammy. As in days long ago, singing high above. We'll all be back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend.
And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from Gene Autry with the Pinafores, the Cass County Boys, Jeannie McKeon, and yours truly, Lou Crosby, who, with our sponsors, and the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station have donated their services and time to the Veterans Administration as a public service. Tune in again for another star-studded Here's to Veterans show. And veterans, for advice and help on your insurance, education, loans, medical care, and other benefits, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office. Remember, a well-adjusted veteran means a happier and a more prosperous America. And now, here's a word from your local announcer.
Friends, you've heard me play a lot of records here by one of America's favorite cowboy singers and motion picture stars, Gene Autry. And it's a real pleasure for us to have him on our program. And Gene, how are you?
Oh, I'm very, very fine, Cal. And how are you?
Well, I'm just fine. You know, I guess it's been about, 1939 since we worked in a picture together, 40, somewhere around in there.
Well, Cal, I don't know exactly what year it was, but I remember working with you, and I've known you since about 1938 or something like that, so it's been more years, I should say, than we like to think about.
That's for sure. Well, Gene, I know ever since we come here to Springfield and heard about you coming to Springfield, of course, we've always told the folks about it, and I know this particular show here is all sold out in the afternoon performances, and I understand the evening show is all sold out, and as you know, it's always for a very worthy cause that you make these appearances throughout the country, and this, the American Business Club here in Springfield, the proceeds go to the Crippled Children Fund, and I know you're always right there helping out on something like that.
Well, we don't know how well off we are until we visit some of these crippled children's wards and hospitals or the polio wards and see these little kids in the condition that they're in, but they all have a smile when I walk in there to entertain them, and I'm always happy to do it. And the American Businessmen Association are doing a grand job in turning over all of the profits of the show that they take in for such fine causes as to try to correct it and help them, and I think they're doing a swell job.
Gene, your television films are on the local WICS Channel 20 station here every Friday night, and the folks really do like them, I'll tell you that.
Well, I sure do appreciate that, Cal. I appreciate their support, and I hope that I can always bring them the type of real good, clean entertainment that they will enjoy.
Say, incidentally, I got a new record of yours the other day on Columbia called I'm Innocent. Folks
yes.
really like it. Is that the latest one?
Yes, that's the last one that was released, Cal.
Well, it's a real good one. You know, there's one thing that I'd like to ask of you, Gene, and that the folks really like those hymns. You've made a few of them, but you haven't made too many of recently.
Well, I have made quite a few hymns, but I haven't made anything recently, and the reason for that is because that I haven't run across anything that I thought that was real good. However, there are a lot of fine hymns of the old type, but I would like to get some of the more modern hymns that we have today to record.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Well, Gene, I know you're a pretty busy boy, and it's been a real pleasure for having you on our program, I'll tell you for sure. And by Logie, say hello to all the folks back out California way for us, will you?
I certainly will, Cal, and I just want to tell all of my friends and all of your friends that are listening that I'm happy to be on your program, and it's happy to see you again, and I always look forward to seeing you when I come down here to Springfield, and I just hope that I'll be coming here for many, many more years, and when you get back California way, why, remember, Melody Ranch always has the old latch string hanging out to pull it and come on in.
Thank you very much, Gene Autry.
Crossroads, country crossroads. Mack. For the next half hour, this station and Country Crossroads invite you to join us in a 30-minute tribute to one of the greats of country music. We've set aside our normal format for this special production, and we're looking forward to it with a tremendous amount of anticipation. Our honored guest of the day was one of my boyhood heroes. When he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in October of 1969, the highest honor that can be bestowed on any country music personality, the plaque placed in the Hall of Fame said this about him: America's great singing cowboy paved the way for others with his Western songs on radio and in the movies, where he set box office records. He was among the first country and Western performers to win worldwide acclaim. Born a cowboy, he overcame every adversity to move to the top in his field, always lending dignity to the industry. Best known as an artist and actor, he also was an accomplished writer. Ladies and gentlemen, today Country Crossroads tries to bring back a few memories as we salute the good guy in the white hat, Gene Autry.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? My darling, I'm telling you now.
Hell, I don't know about anybody else, but as I listen to that, I can picture in my mind a young Gene Autry, probably on horseback, singing that song on the screen and making it all sound so natural that nobody wondered where all the instruments in the background came from. Gene did more than any other performer in popularizing the musical Western. But he wasn't just a singing cowboy. Gene was born in Tioga Springs, Texas, and at one time or another in his life, worked at nearly every job he was later to portray in the movies. But it was his voice and singing style, reminiscent of the late Jimmy Rogers, that endeared him to millions of moviegoers. Man, it was a great thrill for me to see Gene inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame back in 1969, and it's a tremendous honor to have him with us today on Country Crossroads. I'll never forget those Saturday afternoons that I spent learning to shoot straight and act right from this great man. For me, our meeting place was the old Liberty Theater in Shamrock, Texas, and I can show you the very seat that I sat in those wonderful afternoons. And now here he is, and it's with a great deal of personal pleasure that I welcome to the microphone the singing cowboy, Mr. Gene Autry.
Well, thank you, Bill, and the pleasure's all mine for being here with you. I'm just as happy to be with you as you were watching those pictures, I assure you.
Gene, I call you Gene because that's how I even called you Gene when I was a kid, Shamrock.
I think everybody in the world calls me Gene, so you go right ahead.
I want to ask you something. I had an argument about this on my all-night radio show several weeks back. Somebody was telling me about the first movie you made, and I don't mean to be a know-it-all, and this may be a chance to prove that I'm not a know-it-all, but I said the first movie that you ever made was a serial called Phantom Empire.
Well, that is correct. That was the first picture that I starred in. However, I had a short sequence in a Ken Maynard picture. Before that, it was called Old Santa Fe, and I only did about one or two songs in it, and it was a modern dance sequence, but that was the only thing that I appeared in. Right after that, I made the serial The Phantom Empire. That's right.
I remember the Thunder Riders. That's seemed right. Like it was an underground city with a queen there, and she looked into a big, looked like a well that would go around and around. I remember that very well.
Bill, that was a story, actually, that was far ahead of its time. Because in this picture, I started out by finding a cave. And I rode down into this cave, and I found an underground kingdom down there of people that were far ahead of us. They had guns that would shoot fire and lightning and all of those things, robots doing the work. And after that, some two or three years later, why, Buck Rogers came into being, and so did Flash Gordon. So it was far ahead of its time.
Is it true that Will Rogers discovered you as a telegrapher?
Well, yes, I was a telegraph operator up in Oklahoma at that time in a little place called Chelsea, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And his home was not too far away from there. And he had a sister that lived in Chelsea. And he used to stop by there quite often. And he came in to send his daily column back to New York to the syndicate. And I was the operator that was on duty at the time. And I used to keep a guitar around the office and more or less fool with it and practice and sing for my own amusement to keep me awake, I guess, more than anything else. But anyway, he saw the guitar and heard me sing a couple of songs, and he said, you ought to get yourself a job on the radio. I didn't think too much about it. I thought he was just trying to make me feel good. But early part of 1929, the Depression came along and looked like that I was going to be one of those laid off on the railroad. So I thought, well, if Will Rogers thought I was good enough, why, maybe I should give it a playing. I got a guitar and a pass and went up to New York and started running up and down Broadway looking for a test. Well, anyway, I met Leonard Joy, who was the A&R man for Victor Records. Mm-hmm. And he heard me. And he said, if I were you, I think that I'd get some more experience on the radio. That I think that would be your best bet. So I came back to Oklahoma and worked at KVOO in Tulsa for quite some time. And then after that, I did several appearances on WKY, WFAA, and WBAP. Then later made some records for a company called Champion Records. Mm-hmm. That was made up in Indiana. And I met Art Satherley, who was with American Record Corporation. And in those days, American Record Corporation had about, maybe 8 or 10 labels. I made a group of records, and out of that bunch, Silver Hair Daddy of Mine came out. And in those days, it was quite a big record.
We still get a lot of requests for that one.
Oh, you do? Well, I'm glad to hear that.
In fact, we're going to take time out here, Gene, to hear that recording. We'll be back to take up your story from this point in just a couple of minutes. But first, here's Gene Autry singing a country music standard. That silver-haired daddy of mine.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time, is a dear one who's weathered life's sorrows. 'Tis that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartaches dear old daddy had caused you to bear, if I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
Man, that is a classic, isn't it? That song, by the way, along with Have I Told You Lately That I Love You, which we heard earlier in today's program, are both examples of the extraordinary writing ability of Mr. Gene Autry. He either wrote or co-authored more than 300 songs in his career. He's our special guest of the day on a special edition of Country Crossroads, so stay with us.
Bum, 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 bum. Country Crossroads.
Bum, bum. Back now to pick up the story of Gene Autry. What happened to you career-wise, Gene, after these recordings started to receive national attention?
I got a job in Chicago on the National Barn Dance for Sears Roebuck. And I was there for about 4 years. Then I had an opportunity to come out to Hollywood to appear in this sequence with a Ken Maynard picture. So after I did that, I made the serial. And then started into features, and the first feature I made was Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
How many pictures did you make for Republic?
I made 56 films for Republic, and one for 20th Century. Then I moved over to Columbia, and I did 39 over there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did 100 half-hour shorts, half-hour films for television.
Are these films still in circulation?
Many of them are in circulation all over the country.
I'm talking about your 30-minute special TV series?
The TV series is still showing in several places, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we put together a bunch of the songs from some of those early days, Gene. And we invite everyone listening to close your eyes and hear these and see if you can't picture scenes from some of Gene's movies as he sang songs like The Red River Valley.
From this valley they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smiles. For they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway the while. For a long time, my dear, I've been waiting for the words that you never would say. And alas, my poor heart, you are breaking, for they tell me you're going away.
Or maybe you recall fondly the singing cowboy and his version of Buttons and Bows.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, and rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me on the long prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and you stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin, our skirts that you've homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's buy moose where the gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that show, and you're all mine in buttons and bows.
I'll have to confess that one of my all-time favorite Gene Autry hits is this one. Here's Gene and his tribute to Iowa's own Sioux City Sue.
I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, she said Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you, Sioux City Sue, my Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
If you like songs with a little action, how about Gene's version of the classic Mule Train?
Get out of here, you broom tail. Mule Train. Clipping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity clippity, clippity clippity, clippity clopping along. There's a plug of chaw and tobacco for a rancher in Corona. A guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona. A dress of calico for a birdie Navajo. Get along, you! Mule train. Mule train. Clippity clopping through the wind and rain. They'll be going till they drop.
Clippity-clop, along. There's a letter full of sadness, it's black around the border. A pair of boots for someone who had them made to order. A Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, you! Get along there, boy! Get along!
And we could go on for hours listening to songs that stir up delightful memories for Gene Autry fans all over the world. If we didn't play your favorite, hang on. We may get to it just a little bit later on in today's program. You're listening to a special edition of Country Crossroads saluting the singing cowboy, Country Music Hall of Famer, Gene Autry.
Ooh, Country Crossroads.
There's one co-star of yours that we haven't mentioned yet today, Gene, and I'm talking about Champion. Your horse Champion was, I guess, the first horse to really become famous in Western pictures, wasn't he?
Well, I wouldn't say that he was the first. I think the first real famous horse in pictures was probably Tony, the horse that Tom Mix had for
so
long.
Oh, yes, that's right.
In the later years, I would say the modern day, well, that was probably right, probably Champion... And Smiley Burnett got equal billing right along with me.
Smiley Burnett, you were great sidekicks, weren't you?
Yes, I knew Smiley very well. He worked with me in radio originally. He came from a little town south of Chicago. And he worked on a radio station down there, and it was kind of a one-man operation. He would do the news... And then you'd play the piano for a half hour, and then you'd do some more news, and then sing for a half hour. And I picked him up to join me with a band at that time in Chicago. And then later, when I went out to Hollywood, why, I took Spiny along because he had been my comedian on the stage in those days when I was doing stage shows. So I took him on out there, and he started working with me in the pictures and became the first sidekick, I would say, in the modern era.
I worked a special program about a year ago with Pat Buttram, Rehab 74 out in Abilene, Texas, and we had quite a discussion about Gene Autry. I know Pat was a great fan of yours and also another sidekick a little bit later on.
Well, I've known Pat, too, since he probably came up. He came to WLS, too,
mm-hmm.
when I did a lot of the tours. Well, Pat worked with me, and then he came out to Hollywood and started working on my radio program. When I did the TV series, he worked with me all of those pictures practically. And one of the reasons that Pat got into the picture end of it was because in 1942, I was in the Air Force. I was in the Air Force from 1942 to 1945. And when I came back, why, Smiley Burnett had a contract with Columbia Pictures, and he was working with Charlie Sterrett. So naturally, I picked up Pat then to work with me as comedy relief in all the pictures I did at Columbia and also the TV series.
The career of Gene Autry spans over radio, motion pictures, so many million sellers and phonograph records. I don't want to forget Peter Cottontail, Here Comes Santa Claus, Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine, so many great ones. Now, I know you and Joe Stafford turned out some duets, too, that was more or less the bridge between country and pop.
Yes, I knew Joe real well, and she was a very fine artist. I did some records with her. In fact, I forget just what they all were. I made so many records, sometimes I have to hear them again to find out what I did myself. I know that we did one called Poison Ivy, and gosh, I don't know, I did several records with her, and also I did some hymns with Dinah Shore.
Do you have many people come up to you? I'm sure you do, and say, Gene, you sure have helped me.
Well, I've had quite a lot of them, yes. I think I've had more pats on the back than I deserve sometimes, but it's always good to hear them anyway.
I would have to disagree. I think you've done so much for the average American boy and girl, and they've grown up remembering Gene Autry for the good deeds. And the great thing is you still perform these great deeds. I want to speak on behalf of all of your many, many fans and countless friends all over the world. And thank you for taking the time to let us spare a few moments in a life that is unparalleled as far as I'm concerned in motion pictures and when it comes to the Western hero.
Well, Bill, I thank you very much for that fine compliment. And I would just like to take this opportunity to thank all of my friends and fans who have supported my films and my TV shows and radio and records all these years. And I never forget them. And I thank you for letting me be on your program.
Gene Autry. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more. Told my old 44. Where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more. Toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-ay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Our special guest of the day on Country Crossroads is singing cowboy Gene Autry. You know, in some 6 years of doing these weekly programs, we've had hundreds and hundreds of top country music stars and personalities in the studio with us. But we've never drawn as big a crowd in the control room watching the show as we have drawn today. We've had secretaries, accountants, engineers, executives. Everybody in the building, I think, came down to see Gene Autry. His name has become a household word in millions of homes all over the world. Leroy Van Dyke, who is usually here, is not here with us today. But another Country Crossroads regular, Jerry Clower, has been sitting in the studio enjoying Gene with us today. And, Jerry, I think you must feel the same way I do about this man.
Man, you're talking about a household word, Gene Autry. My. You know, I told y'all the other day about me and Marcel going to them Tarzan pictures. Well, we love Gene Autry the same way. He used to snatch that gun out of that holster, and he'd fan it with the other hand. Oh! And when he busted them caps, put on that white hat, got on that pretty horse and rode off, me and Marcel we just couldn't hardly stand it. Gene Autry, I'm so glad y'all let me say a few words about him. He'll be remembered as one of the fellas that really entertained millions and millions and millions while he was in the picture shows, and now he owns a baseball club. And I appreciate y'all letting me pay tribute to Gene Autry.
You know, while I was sitting here talking with Gene Autry, I got to thinking about his motion pictures. As I mentioned, I used to watch these at the old Liberty Theater. And all of Gene's movies had a good message. Evil never won out. It was always punished. And good and truth always won out. So much of our entertainment today is a far cry from that.
Good gracious alive. You know, I was sitting up there watching a TV show the other night, and a woman up and cussed her husband for a bad word. And you know, that word has never been said in my living room, in my house, by anybody, under any circumstances at any time. And it was the first time that my daughters, that I try to teach respect, had ever heard a word like that. And I was kind of shocked, and I wished I could have pushed a button and just showed one of them Gene Autry movies and let him get on there and punish the bad guys and let the good guy ride off with that pretty lady on that pretty horse.
And I, for one, just don't believe that our standards have really changed that much. We were asked the other day about our opinion on a new code of ethics, which a state legislature was trying to pass into law. Well, I think many of the things they're trying to say are certainly worth saying. I still think they may be a little late. It seems to me that you can go back to the Ten Commandments and pretty well cover the same circumstances. You ever think about that? And if we can live like Jesus said and treat every man as our neighbor with love and respect, then maybe we can get back to the way we think things were in the good old days. Can you imagine what your reaction would be if you started to buy 3 yards of material for a new dress and found that the yardstick the sales clerk was using was only 33 inches long? And what if you were buying ground beef and realized that the butcher's scale had been remarked so that there were only 12 ounces in a pound? You'd be upset, and rightly so. These are standards that don't change. Neither do God's standards. He set down his standards in the Bible, his guidebook, and just like the good